Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ageless Sisters, your global source for beauty, lifestyle, and anti-aging tips with your host, Cynthia Rowland, creator of Facial Magic and Luscious Lips.
Doesn't that sweet little voice just make you smile? Good morning, everyone. It's Cynthia Rowland, and I am here today hosting the Ageless Sisters radio show. And I have a very special guest today. I'm not going to make you wait to find out who it is because you probably already know it's my favorite doctor in the whole wide world, Dr. Lucy Rojo. Good morning, Dr. Rojo.
Good morning, Cynthia. So glad to be here and enjoy our time together.
Oh, me too. Now, for all of you who maybe do not know who Dr. Rojo is, Dr. Rojo is a naturopathic medical care doctor. She's been practicing for 13 years. And she just, I don't know, I just kind of feel like I could put my whole self into her hands and I would be okay the rest of my life. Because you just, you really are a sweet doctor. You listen to your patients.
What did you say? No, just kidding.
I said you listen. You're so cute.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's part of the whole medical health and wellness attitude that I think most health practitioners should have. But unfortunately, the way the medical system is going, it's becoming less and less an issue of quality of services as it is quantity running through a clinic at a time. So people are craving that sense of listening. And yes, I endeavor to do that as best as I can within the time frame that we have.
Yes. And also for those of you who you've already heard her voice, there is a certain sweetness about Dr. Rojo that you just know that she's caring for you, and I like that. I've seen her in a couple of situations, and I really like the way she operates. And today we're going to talk about biological balancing and how to maximize our energy and improve the quality of our sleep. Dr. Rojo, people all over the country talk to me about their lack of sleep. What is going on?
Well, I think the energetic, nutritional, and stress-laden society that we've gotten into at this time in history has lent itself to people not getting enough quality sleep. We are over-medicating ourselves, and we are not eating quality foods, drinking enough quality water. And we're basically running on empty. We're running on fumes. If you kind of think of it like a car, you know, that car needs maintenance just like your body does, Cynthia. And we keep on putting more and more pressure on our bodies through our work, through our commitments, through multiple jobs, through, you know, just not having connection to spirit and family, that we're getting depleted on many levels of humanity. And people are struggling to, number one, have the energy to get through that day, and then number two, being so exhausted, but then not getting quality, deep sleep, that it's a vicious cycle. And it just, you know, you're trying to catch up, and the older we get, and that's not going anywhere, you know, the less and less we're able to bounce back up. So we're seeing it a lot. You're right. I see it a lot in clinic. It's one of the maybe number one or number two complaints that come in. So much expenditure goes toward that one complaint, and we're not getting resolutions through the conventional side of medicine. So we look outside of the box to see how we can support people with their sleep quality that doesn't cause more issues so much as the side effects of certain medications, and also offers them energy that's quality and sustainable. So that's where we endeavor to be of service to people.
Well, you certainly are a service to a lot of people. Just for everyone's information, Dr. Rojo, give them your website so people can know where to go after this interview ends.
Absolutely. It's just my name, Dr. Lucy Rojo. It's www.drlucyrojo.us, like United States. And when you get there, you can see a video of Cynthia and myself. We had a conversation a couple years back, I believe, on some goodies. And you can take a nutraphysical, get some, you know, free advice on what could be useful for whatever health challenge you're in. So it's a useful tool. I really enjoy putting that together. And now that we're at a new office space in Anaheim, we probably need to put some pictures up of our clinic over there. But it's a tool that people can contact me through email and get our address and all that.
And you offer this diagnostic tool there, don't you?
Yes, it's called the NutriPhysical, and it's basically 70 questions that are quick to answer online. I get a copy of what's recommended, and then I offer my clients or potential patients a free 15-minute consultation to give them guidance as to what could be useful without having to come see me, or at the very least have a conversation with them about what we can do to support them in their health challenge, and they can decide at that point whether it's up their alley to come my way or not.
Right, but you can help people worldwide.
Absolutely, and thank God for the Internet and Skype and all
God.
That. We're
right.
out
yes.
that way.
Well, okay, and, so let's go back and talk about, you know, people are depleted of energy. They can't sleep as well as they'd like. Mm-hmm. I just read an article earlier today, maybe you want to make a comment, on the inflammation in our body can create
mm-hmm.
sleepless nights.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Is that your understanding?
Yeah, inflammation is being implicated on so many health challenges. It's almost the origins of any disease diagnosis that you have. So you can imagine that if you have an arthritis, anything that ends with itis is some form of inflammation. Not telling
yeah.
you how it originates or what the solution is, but the inflammation that we're seeing in our bodies as we age and as we deal with free radical damage, overactive bodies that are using it that way, the toxins in our system, all of those things lend themselves to inflammation. Inflammation is the pre-step before you typically get to tissue damage or some sort of pain response in the body. So if you do have pain, which started through inflammation, you're less likely to have quality sleep. Most often the first tool people go after when they have inflammation is a so-called anti-inflammatory or a muscle relaxant or something that's going to suppress that inflammation and not really truly heal it. The side effects are part of the picture of poor quality of sleep. Sometimes they deplete nutrients necessary for us to sleep well. But the inflammation, if that's there, it's a foundational challenge that needs to be addressed for any health challenge. Now, specific to sleep and energy, the brain itself can also be inflamed. Believe it or not, the gut and the brain are considered parallel systems that if something's going on in the gut, like leaky gut syndrome, there may be something going on in the brain that looks like leaky gut syndrome and leading itself to
possibilities. Would that cause headaches and migraine headaches?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It can be the beginning of that. And there's so many nutritional things that people are not being mindful of that can lead to other pain issues and head issues and sleep quality.
Well, before
issues.
We move off of that, can you talk a little bit about some of these nutritional avenues that we should be exploring and using on a regular basis, even if there's just two or three?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's a whole list, of course, and then you got to prioritize based on whatever else is happening. But what I do want to just let people know, if they hear this, they want to get the advice of a health professional because we don't know what other drugs they're on that might counteract or, you know, this might have an impact. But for the most part, most people are deficient or depleted in their B vitamins. If we're counting on our diet, and this is specific to energy, if we're counting on our diet to provide us with all the nutrients we can possibly need in our bodies, we are fatally mistaken. Our food quality is also has issues. That could be another conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But our stress level that everybody's dealing with depletes some of our B vitamins. It's a water-soluble vitamin that the body needs every single day. It's not just a once-a-month or a once-a-week thing. You're using
so you should be very consistent if you want to have if you want to have a result. You have to be consistent about taking the B vitamins.
You do. You
okay.
do. And most people come to me and they say, "I just want a B12 injection." Well,
mm-hmm.
and they feel energy, which is great. We love that. But that's just one out of about 7 to 8 different B vitamins that are necessary for your body to function optimally. So the B12 is not the answer to getting your B vitamins.
But a multiple
so
B will help you a lot.
Yeah, it's normally classified as a B complex, and the B complex
mm-hmm.
itself doesn't include all of the B vitamins. There's biotin and there's folic acid that are sometimes not in those B complexes. The other issue with are you absorbing that stuff, and that's another conversation, but the B vitamins are definitely helpful for energy production. Whether you feel it or not, your bodies need that B vitamin. CoQ10, coenzyme Q10, is a nutrient that comes in our diet through many meat animal products. It is also necessary for energy production. because we have little organelles in our cells called mitochondria designed to help us make energy called ATP to help our bodies heal themselves and to produce that sense of energy throughout the system. People that are on statin drugs, they're depleting that coenzyme Q10. Whether you're on statins or not, you still need CoQ10 because your body is always having to make energy to heal itself. So those are two basic nutrients.
Yes.
There are others. We use amino acids in our office. We use herbs, acai. There's people know, probably they know green tea has a herbal form of caffeine in it. So there's a number of things that you can use safely and effectively for energy, but you do want to find out, why is my energy low in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the holistic approach is investigate the cause, treat the cause, and let the body heal itself. We're not designing the body to take a herbal caffeine plants to say, yay, I've got energy, but you haven't dealt with the problem. Because the minute that caffeinated plant goes away, the energy issue comes back.
Right.
So it's a matter of investigating.
Right.
To answer your question, I think those were two nutrients that we use often.
Yes.
And we provide those in your diet, or we provide it as an injectable, a supplement, IV therapy. So there's a number of ways to get those in.
Speaking of IV therapies, I really like IV therapies, and I'm overdue, overdue for one. So I'm coming to see you very soon in your new office space in Anaheim,
wonderful.
California. Good for you.
Yes.
How's that working
out
for you?
It's working out quite well. It's truly an integrative clinic. We've got one medical doctor who's oriented toward whole healing and wellness, as well as the pharmaceutical side. And we've got three chiropractors and two acupuncturists and aesthetics all under the same roof. So it's truly a one-stop shop. My side of things as a naturopathic doctor there is to offer wellness tools that are based on nature, whether it's IV therapy, hormone balancing, dietary approaches, things like that. And we're now starting to venture out into the athletic community, people who are doing marathons and they want to get ready for those and they want to recover quickly. That's where we're starting to focus on, and people that truly are investing in their health and their wellness to achieve these higher goals. But everybody else in between, you know, we've got tools for that too.
That's so wonderful.
Yeah, I'm
now,
excited.
I want to make a comment about what I have seen in my own practice of facial magic over the years. And it just follows right along with what you've been saying about nutrition. And that is, most people don't realize that their body, as you described, as a fine-tuned automobile, starts with everything you put in the body and on the body.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. The skin, I have to applaud you for your interest and focus on the skin, because it's the biggest organ of our body. It's the
yes.
It's like the cell membrane, you know. Everything that's on the outside, we get protection through the skin. So you're either going to repel things that hopefully you don't want in the body, or you're going to bring in things that you can use from a therapeutic perspective. So you got to keep it healthy and everything underneath,
yes.
The muscles, the nerves, et cetera.
Yes, and so, you know, when you were talking about, you know, your energy level and your quality of sleep, it all really starts with everything that you put in your mouth.
Truly.
It really,
you know,
does.
Yeah, I would also venture to say that it also, if you take a couple steps back, it really begins with your thought process and
uh-huh.
who you believe you are and what you mm-hmm. deserve in this world. So mm-hmm. your belief about, what do I deserve? Do I deserve to have energy? Do I deserve to have complete health? And then from there, you're able to make decisions about, where do I invest my time and money? Do I get the organic food? Do I get the quality consultation for skin health, facial magic, all of these things? So I think it starts in your mind, and then the rest starts to show up in your body.
Yes. Well, you know,
I wish
I go to Unity Church, and one of the things that we learn is that we live in our minds. And so whatever we're creating and thinking about is going to happen in the physical body, most likely, because
yes.
that's how our body and minds work together. And so what you're saying just resonates so deeply with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and people don't give it much thought, you know. They don't realize how much responsibility they have for their health. I mean, we can mm-hmm. sit here and say, eat the right stuff, but if you're believing that you can't afford it or that you don't deserve it or that this is how I was brought up, I can't do anything else, you're not going to do the other things. So, yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Do you think, Cynthia, if I in my mind can envision a Ferrari, that maybe I can get that fine-tuned machine in my life?
I bet you could. Manifest
it.
You betcha.
That's right.
They're pretty tough to drive, I have to tell you. I drove one once, and you have to shift. And you have to know,
when I drove, you had to
put that shifter right in the exact right place, so you had to be pretty adept at that.
But I could see
you certainly in a Mercedes.
Yeah, bulletproof car, so I don't crash anything, right? Truly.
Hey, so back to sleep. Do you recommend melatonin?
You know what I do? On occasion, that is exactly what people need. Again, I go back to the idea, there are some saliva testing that we can do to identify whether melatonin is the issue or cortisol is the issue for sleep quality.
Too much cortisol in your system, you won't sleep well either?
That is correct.
Oh, my goodness.
And cortisol comes through stress response.
Yes. And most people are totally stressed out. I see it in their faces all the time, how stressed they are.
Truly, truly. Yeah, and there's a rhythm to that cortisol level. So it should be high in the morning and decrease throughout the day and be at its lowest point around midnight. Oftentimes when people are either shift workers or they're under a lot of stress and cortisol is out of balance, you see that the cortisol is low in the morning, and that lends itself to low energy during the day, and that it's higher in the evening, and that lends itself to poor quality of sleep. So if it's a cortisol issue, you address the cortisol, and that's usually the first testing that we do because it's so common. The secondary test, or we may not test for melatonin at all, we may just add that as part of an overall treatment plan, is a certain milligrammage of melatonin. And most people understand melatonin if they go traveling to the East Coast or they need to get to sleep for a meeting the next day for sure. Melatonin is a natural hormone that's made in the brain, the pineal gland, that is needed for deep-level sleeping. And when people don't have enough of it, or if they wake up for whatever reason at night and flip on the light switch, the light cancels the effect of melatonin in the body, and you disrupt that whole system in and of itself. So people aren't aware of that. And so, yes, we do prescribe.
What you just said is so funny because so many people wake up in the middle of the night, and where do they go? The refrigerator.
Oh.
And they open the door, and what hits them? The light.
That's right.
It totally disrupts their sleep.
And not to mention the piece of food they probably plopped in their mouth at that crazy hour. And
that's so funny. I can just see it.
I can see it too. And that speaks to another issue about sleep quality. People can have unusually low levels of glucose in the evening. So if they eat at 6 o'clock and they get to bed, let's say 10 or 11, they haven't had a snack or anything to eat between the 6 and 11 o'clock hour, and they're prone to hypoglycemia or low blood sugar, then they go to sleep at night, their blood sugar can be dropping precipitously. You know, the body works to keep all that in order, but that low level of glucose tells the brain, let me start to freak out now because I'm not getting enough glucose in my brain. And that leads to the quality of sleep being poorer. So we'll often recommend that people have a little piece of protein before bedtime to minimize that risk if that's what's going on.
That's excellent, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot to it. That's why turkey is really beneficial before bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
It has that specific amino acid that we all fall asleep on during Thanksgiving, and it helps the tyrosine helps us sleep through the night.
Mm-hmm.
So lots
well,
of
what
things
most of my friends, Dr. Rojo, they're not eating turkey before they go to bed. They're drinking wine, okay? And I think that has to have an impact, too, on the quality of sleep.
It does, ironically. It really does.
I mean, I know it makes you feel kind of warm and fuzzy, and then you go to sleep, and then most people wake up for a while, or some people wake up for a while, let's say.
Some people do, but the next morning now you have an issue with fatigue. I mean, I know that when I have a glass or two on the weekends, I am pretty much out for the count for the next day or two. So my
You're such a lightweight. Oh, for heaven's sake. I'm just kidding.
You don't know how big those jugs are of wine.
Oh.
So, yeah, you have to be careful. You had to look at what is the cause. If the cause is that they are drinking this alcohol before bedtime, then you remove the cause. And by George, the body, if you give it what it needs, it will do what it's supposed to do. But oftentimes when it's a quick fix pill to help you sleep at night, you're not getting to the cause. You're just putting a bandage over it. So that's what we as naturopathic doctors are blessed to be able to do with our patients and our clients worldwide is sit down, have that quality visit with them for a half an hour to an hour to tease apart what are the systems that are weak that are affecting the sleep or the energy and identifying the cause of that and treat that cause, you know, not just give a herb to help you sleep at night. You got to look for the cause. Otherwise, you're just using green, what we call green allopathic medicine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's just take a little step back here and make sure that everybody knows how to contact you, Dr. Rojo. So just go to www.drlucyrojo.us. So that's drlucyrojo.us. And there you can actually have the opportunity to fill out a questionnaire that Dr. Rojo will look at. And I guess you're in somehow there's going to be some feedback one way or the other, you to that person who fills out that information. I've never done that myself.
Yeah, you should. It's about a 15 to 20 minute questionnaire, and it's under the Nutrimetrics connection there, and you just type in the search engine Nutrisphysical, N-U-T-R-I, and then physical. I think there might actually be a link there for the physical
There's
itself.
There's a prompt there, I think, yeah.
Is there? Okay. And you do that, and I get an email that says you did it, and then I contact you, or if for whatever reason you want to contact me ahead of time, you can shoot me an email and let me know, hey, I want to do my free 15-minute consult. It's not a whole lot of time, so it's not like don't expect to have everything under the sun dealt with, but at least it'll give you exposure to me to let you know how I might be of service to you, or you might get some free information about supplements that can support you with whatever you're being challenged with immediately.
And that's so important is that people, I think supplements are really important. Don't you feel that way, Dr. Rojo?
I do.
Is it just me?
No, it's a lot of people. I mean, billions of dollars are now being spent on supplements. But the thing is, do you have a health professional that's discussing those with you and helping guide you through that? Because some people are on medication, Cynthia, and they're taking like a blood sugar lowering drug, and then they go and get chromium or they get something that's going to be on the natural side, and that can also cause problems.
Right.
So you want to not just do it frivolously because it's at some store and oh, they said this was good for this or that, but you want to be mindful of it and you want to consider bringing on a team player that can guide you through that and that you're monitoring what you're trying to achieve. Because some people will come back and say, well, I take a handful of pills, but nothing's changing. I don't feel any more energized. My cholesterol is where it's at. It hasn't moved a bit. It may have to do with how much are you getting? Is the quality there? Is the absorption optimal for that particular situation? So it's not just because they're over the counter. You can get what you want, but if you're not getting the results you're after, then you've got to investigate what's the cause. Are we treating the true cause?
I like that. That's so important. It's you get to the root of the problem, and that's what's
that's
the basis
our goal.
Of good
sometimes
health.
We can, Sometimes we can. Sometimes we can't. Sometimes the patients are frustrated. They don't want to take the long route. Sometimes they don't want to do the work, and I get it. There's a pharmaceutical. Yeah. Go for it. You know, there's pros and cons to both approaches. I like to use both, though.
Okay. Now, let's talk about, you were way before your time doing IV vitamin therapy now that all the celebrities are doing that. But can you speak to the effectiveness of having IV nutritional therapy as part of a good health regimen?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm so glad you said it's as part of, because it's not the magic bullet, right? But it's one of the most direct ways that you can get pharmaceutical grade, because we get this from a supplier that supplies pharmacies, pharmaceutical grade nutrients directly to the cells that need it at a concentration that's therapeutic enough to get the effect done. So we bypass the stomach. When you take a supplement through your mouth, you have to hope that it gets broken down first and then absorbed through the gut lining and then to the blood cells and then through the bloodstream and into the cells. With IV therapy, you bypass any gut issues. You get it right into the bloodstream at a high enough concentration and combination to have the effect that you want. Let me give you an example. Do we have time?
Absolutely. We have 4 minutes, so just go.
Okay. We use Myers Cocktail. It's kind of a mixture of B vitamins, selenium, calcium, magnesium for energy. Alopecia syndrome doesn't have very good resolution on the conventional medicine side, but we can deal with it within a month using a certain regimen of that protocol. Very simple, very common, what's out there. The other example is we have an athlete who comes to our office who builds, body builds. He gets canker sores every season. So you can imagine this gorgeous body on display, and he's got this raging canker sore on his lip. He said, I want to do something preventatively, so we created a canker sore IV formula specifically for him. He's been out in the sun working out. Normally, he would have had 2 bouts of canker sores. High-dose vitamin C, lysine, and proline have helped him keep that away. So it's like, wow. You know, and that was just an experimental thing because we looked at the literature and said, what helps with canker sores, and we put it in an IV. So you can customize this stuff and get the effects that you're after preventatively. You know, you don't want to wait until you have something, but if you do get it, we can help there too.
And if a person has, like my girlfriend, I won't mention any names, but she has stage 4 cancer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I said to her, why aren't you doing IV vitamin C? And she thought it was too expensive. But these IV therapies, they're not expensive in my, I don't call them expensive. Aren't they affordable?
Well, yes. I guess it depends on what your bank account says. You know, it's all relative. But you talk about Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills is in Anaheim in terms of IV therapy. Beverly Hills, even Newport Beach, they're charging somewhere up to $300 for an IV drip that's probably an hour to an hour and a half long. We can charge anywhere between $90 all the way up to $300. So it's not our beginning point. You know, some people it is a little bit more cost heavy because they're looking at an out-of-pocket expense, which almost no insurance pays for. But what would you rather wait for? The cancer to come on board and you be having another cancer because you didn't support your immune system?
Right.
So it's all relative. I mean, I speak to that when it comes to chelation therapy and cardiovascular disease. Yeah, we have a series of 20 of these chelations at a time that cost a certain amount, but do you want to wait for the heart attack and the stroke? Really, let's put it into perspective.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Well,
there's
just
so much, there's so much knowledge that you can impart to a new client. And so I just hope that everyone who listens to this broadcast will have something sparked in them that they will want to talk to you, Dr. Rojo, because I just know that it would be to everyone's best advantage to have a doctor like you on board. How's that?
Thank you. I appreciate that because we really are a team. We all learn from each other. We all contribute what our gifts are. And hopefully the patient or the client is the one that's the team captain because it is their body. They're investing in
everything.
It is
their body.
Yep. Right.
Well, I'm going to have to say goodbye, Dr. Rojo, because we're less than 1 minute now, but I want to just say thank you so much. You're the best guest,
thank you,
and I love having you on my show. I love it. And
yeah,
I will see you
here,
soon.
Cynthia.
And
wonderful.
Our next show is going to be on the 16th of April, and it's all about facial magic. So we're going to have some facial magic users talking on the air about their experience with my program. So I think that should be good because I was supposed to be in Hong Kong and now I'm not going until September. So we will just talk about facial magic, which is something that is near and dear to my heart. How about that? So anyway, Dr. Rojo, thanks again for a great show. And everyone, we'll see you on the next show, April 16th. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye. You've been listening to the Ageless Sisters. Tune in again next time for the most up-to-date beauty and anti-aging secrets, tips, and shortcuts.